In Northwest News from KPLU, 2014 started with the Super Bowl victory by the Seattle Seahawks, and it ended with them in the playoffs once again. In between those events, a lot happened with the Mariners, Sounders, and two separate University of Washington teams. KPLU sports commentator Art Thiel counts down his top five sports moments of 2014. Art, let's start at the bottom with number five.
University of Washington men's crew won their fourth consecutive IRA title. That's the national championship in collegiate rowing. A tremendous feat for Coach Michael Callahan, and it also came at a time where there was a literary feat surrounding the UW crew program, which has been, I think, the best in the country and for a very long time. It's a great tradition in Washington. It was celebrated this year by a book called Boys in the Boat, written about the crew's 1936 team that represented the United States in the Olympics in Germany and won the gold medal. It's been at the top of the New York Times bestseller list for much of 2014. And as much as it is about 1936, it's also a celebration of the University of Washington program.
And we're staying with UW for number four.
Yeah, I think the University of Washington football team had quite a year, and it was capped at the end by the selection of three players to the Associated Press All-America team. That's the most prestigious postseason awards in college football. And Hauli Kikaha, Danny Shelton, and Shaq Thompson were all named first-team All-Americas. That's the first time in Washington's 125-year football history that that has happened. And they also advanced to a bowl game, the Cactus Bowl, against Oklahoma State. Chris Peterson's first year had a lot of the first-year transition problems, but they managed to at least get to 8-5 during the regular season. And so I think it's a plus for UW to pull through the transition as well as they did.
All right, number three, on to the Sounders and their astounding season.
Yeah, the Sounders had their best regular season ever with 20 wins. That's a franchise record. And the success they had was limited to the regular season. They did win one playoff series, but again, then nemesis LA Galaxy beat them in the playoffs to deny them their first MLS Cup. But the other part of the season that was a lot of fun for soccer fans here was the fact that Clint Dempsey was the U.S. men's national team captain in the World Cup. And he also had DeAndre Yedlin, his Sounders teammate from O'Day High School, who served notice that he's going to be a star for a very long time on the U.S. national scene. And now he's off to Tottenham in the English Premier League, a reward for a very good start to a career.
All right. Well, number two, the Mariners' surprising season.
It was remarkable because they improved 16 games over the previous season. And no one expected that. I mean, some improvement, sure, with Robinson Cano in the lineup, they'd better improve. But to be to the fifth inning of the final game before they were eliminated from playoff contention was a forecast no one had for these guys. And then in the offseason, they spent big money to hire slugger Nelson Cruz, a free agent. Now they're going to have three all-stars, Robinson Cano, Cruz, and Kyle Seager, who really came into his own this year. And it looks like they finally have a solid lineup to go with the great pitching.
All right. Well, number one, no surprise, the Seahawks.
You think, oh, good idea.
Super Bowl.
Great choice. Yeah, 700,000 people in downtown Seattle. Yeah, that was a breakthrough moment. The most prestigious championship in American team sports, the Super Bowl, was won by the Seahawks 43-8. And the celebration hasn't really died down this year. It's been remarkable. The Seahawks then in 2014 got off to a slow start, 3-3. A lot of people said, well, Super Bowl hangover, they're not going to make it back through again. And lo and behold, they had an outstanding finish to their regular season and now are into the playoffs. And the drama awaits in 2015 to see how it finishes.
All right, Art, thanks.
My pleasure.
KPLU sports commentator Art Thiel's website is Sports Press Northwest at sportspressnw.com, and he's a contributor to crosscut.com. You can download our weekly chats at kplu.org. I'm Kirsten Kendrick.